KPIG, KPIG, Freedom, KPYG, Cayucas, KPIG.com. It's a minute past 7 o'clock, and it is time for Travis T. Hip with all the news you never knew you needed to know till right now.
Well, President Obama is out on the campaign trail this morning, rubbing the Republicans' nose in the jobs bill question. He's appearing at a bridge which connects Ohio, John Boehner's state, the head of the Speaker of the House, and Senator McCarran, who is from Kentucky and who is leading the Republicans in the Senate end of opposing all of these jobs bills. President's going there using the bridge as a backdrop to explain how many thousands of jobs for how long there would be if he could just get the money approved to go ahead and work on repairing this bridge. The actual facts are that even if they voted that money today, the first bolt would not be turned until probably the end of 2014, but that's another story. The bottom line is that it's highly embarrassing for Senator McCollum and for Speaker Boehner to have their own constituents offered hundreds of thousands of jobs for the future that are being held up by their Republican representatives. Nice political move in the ongoing battles out there. The president at the UN called for a negotiated settlement on the Palestinian question. He was successful in convincing the Palestinian delegation not to go directly to the General Assembly, but instead to apply for status, state status, through the Security Council, which allows them to hold hearings and discuss it for a while. And it would probably be at least a week, Palestinians hope for, and perhaps as much as a couple of months, which is what the Israelis and the U.S. are trying to play for, a delay on the whole question coming before the General Assembly. It's still going to be a hot potato when it does. Tonight's another cattle call for the bovine representatives of the Republican Party. This time they'll be in Orlando, Florida, where Fox and Google are co-sponsoring the event. It'll be 6 p.m. tonight. It's going to be now shaping down to a battle between Mitt Romney and Tim Perry. The battle is already being on, calling each other and calling out on various things over the last 24 hours. It looks like it's a pitch battle. If you're interested, your local Fox network will have it this evening. And then there's the story of the continuing crisis being created by the Tea Party fringe. Get this one. Included in the amendment that would provide emergency financing and emergency care and reconstruction for all of the disaster victims of this year, from the earthquakes, the tornadoes, the hurricanes, flooding, etc. All of that is in an amendment that has just had another amendment added into it that would have extended during that same, on that same bill, the loan program for the reconstruction of places using green technology, you know, more earth-friendly and things of that nature. The Tea Party objects to the loan program. They want it used to, they want it cut in order to free up funds for the disaster aid. The disaster aid is amended onto what everybody figured was a Christmas tree, the automatic passage of a continuing resolution to keep the government financed after the first of the month. And then it broke down. The combination of the Democrats, who don't want that loan guarantee program eliminated, and the Republicans, who don't want it at all, yesterday defeated the bill, which is the resolution that would give the government enough money to keep on going after the first of the month. So we are now faced with no continuing resolution to finance the government, no agreement on the disaster relief, which is still hanging fire, and still no question on whether or not you can continue to give loans to people who want to improve their environmental performance. Boy, Capitol Hill is really a jungle out there, folks. Be careful. Wall Street protests. You haven't seen much in the news about this. In fact, that's what's mostly making the news now, is that there isn't any news about it. But for the sixth day today, there are crowds, and these are, you know, not massive crowds, but 1,000, 2,000 people on Wall Street marching up and down, signs protesting the capitalist system of corporate oligarchy, etc. And it's been going on for 5 years. People are camped there 24/7. The police are called out to make sure that nobody attempts to attack the bull, etc. And all of this is going on without any media coverage at the moment, whereas should you get 200 people from the Tea Party out in front of the Wall Street headquarters of the stock exchange, it would be a major news story. Some question as to whether that's all going on. And in the meantime, in between time, NATO has signed on to continue to support the rebels as they search in the south of Libya for their missing Gaddafi family and their associates. Another one of his people, the defense minister, has bailed and joined over to the rebels. We'll see if anything changes on the war fronts. And that's enough news for now. I'm Travis T. Hip on the Pig on the Radio on. Is it really Thursday already? Stay tuned.